We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jimmy Smith now on the line from TigerDetails.com. I can speak today. Thank you for joining us, Jimmy.
Absolutely, guys. What's going on?
You know, Jimmy, when I look at it, I don't know, the rich get richer. I'm looking at 24/7, whatever. You can break it down, 24/7 sports. Nine out of the top 25 programs, it's all SEC. I'm looking at SEC last year collectively. The league had, what, six of the top eight? Well, now they have four of the top eight. Isn't it still like the same song and dance? That whether, you know, the country likes it or not, the SEC still rules.
Yeah, the SEC still rules. And outside of the SEC, you still have your major heavy hitters like Ohio State and Clemson.
Right.
That can always compete for those so-called recruiting titles, if you will. But, yeah, it's a SEC-dominant, recruiting process. It just is. And it really all starts because this is where the most talent lies, in the Southeast region. So naturally kids stay close to home and those SEC schools just keep getting filled up with talent. And I don't see it changing. It's been this way for a little while now. I don't see anything changing in the future that's going to alter this or shift this in any direction. I think the SEC is here to stay for quite some time as the power that kind of leads the way through this recruiting cycle.
Now, Jimmy, I know talking with Coach O, are you winning or losing in the trenches? This is a little discouraging. Looking at Alabama, that the nation's top offensive lineman, especially at Alabama, the Tide signed the top two tackles. And then you look at the Georgia Bulldogs, and obviously, but I'm looking at more at Alabama. Is that a case in point where, you know, we looked at the skill positions – and when you have a 7-on-7 and all that, and the athletes and all that, that it just seems like Alabama still has that big advantage on the line, offensive, defensive line, and that they're going to win in the trenches. No, it doesn't mean you're going to guarantee a win, but you're definitely in the thick of things when you win on the offensive, defensive line.
Yeah, I think if you were to take the three programs in the country that have been the best in those trenches, offense and defensive line, of the last 5-8 years, probably be the three most productive programs in Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. And while I think LSU is closing that gap, especially on the defensive line, they still aren't really catching those guys on the offensive side of the ball. They were able to retain a bunch of their veteran upperclassmen.
Right.
They're all coming back next year, should have all five new starters, but you still don't have that young influx of talent on the offensive line at LSU as you do in Alabama. And that's where they continue to win. I mean, Alabama's about to put more first rounders off the offensive line in the NFL draft. And it's been quite some time since LSU's been able to really do that. So, they've got some work to do. James Craig knows it, the offensive line coach. Ed Orgeron knows it. They were hoping they could make some inroads this year. They missed on guys like Tristan Lee of that five-star status. So they're going to be back at it again. There's a very deep class in 2022 in the state of Louisiana in the offensive line, one of the deeper ones they've had in quite some time. If they can lock those guys up, that's going to go a long way to shoring up that group.
Yeah, Jimmy, I was going to go that route because, people say like, oh, we want homegrown players and all that, but you have to look at the population and within the state of Louisiana, and then I think a nationwide LSU can recruit. And you look ahead to 2021, but I'm looking at 2022. The class happens to be particularly like very fertile. The state holds what 10 of the nation's top 200 recruits, the most since 2019. I want to say they had 12 then, so now we have 10 in 2022 class. So is it almost that's when you want to put defense around the state and the borders and then keep those guys at home?
Yeah, and, you know, last couple of years, LSU's really had this national brand, and they've done well recruiting outside of the state borders, and they've done well in-state. It's just that in-state didn't have the depth of talent to really right. build their class. And you've seen the numbers kind of slim on the Louisiana side in those signing classes. Well, this year, I think it's going to be quite different. I'm actually working on a column now saying just that. If Ed Orgeron wants to rebuild through recruiting, he doesn't have to go outside of Louisiana in 2022. There's impact players at all the major positions, and all the major positions for LSU. Will Campbell just signed the other day, one of the premier tackles in the country, a kid that a lot of people expect to play for quite a long time. Walker Howard, one of the top QBs in the country. You've got dynamic running backs and Le'Veon Moss and a guy, Kendrick Law from Shreveport, that could also do that. Emory Jones, another big impact guard right there in Baton Rouge. I mean, there's kids all over the state. Wouldn't surprise me this year to see LSU sign 16, 18, 19 kids from Louisiana. And out of a 25-man class, that's quite a significant jump because I think they've probably been averaging in a 10 or 11-kid range over the last 3 years or so.
You know, Jimmy, the one thing I mentioned, you know, top 10 or where they're at, you know, when they had six of the top eight classes, then four of the top eight are where we're at right now. But then even looking at 9 out of 25, the reason why I bring up 9 out of 25 SEC programs, how about Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss? I mean, I look at a top 20 program. I'm looking at the Rebels score what their highest rated class says Hugh Freeze. I mean, we all remember the great Hugh Freeze. A top five class went in 2016. So I think Lane Kiffin could kind of be in a thorn in a number of SEC programs because, I mean, to me, that caught my attention.
Yeah, it was a very strong group by Lane Kiffin. And we all know about Lane is he gets it the most out of the least, right? I mean, he gets a lot out of his players. So he's one of those coaches you would think – you might not have to be a top five type guy, top recruiting class, to really push in the SEC. We saw Dan Mullen do it, have some nice runs at Mississippi State just by staying in the middle of the pack, having those top 25 national classes, maybe finishing sixth or seventh in the SEC, but then developing those guys and getting the most out of them and competing and winning 10 games in a season. I don't think we're far off from seeing that with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. He's going to really need to strike gold on a couple of these recruits. He's going to need to do some things well, retain his players. But if you give Lane another 2 years and recruiting the way he just recruited in this last cycle, if he were able to do that once again, he's setting that program up to be successful long term. So very, very interesting to see how those dynamics are shaking out in the state of Mississippi, a state LSU would love to be able to recruit right. effectively. You know, and it looks like Lane's kind of surging ahead. You know, to kind of cement himself as the lead guy in that state that is going to have an impact across the region as he's able to get a guy from Louisiana or Alabama or Tennessee or any of the other states throughout the region.
You know, Jimmy, I want you to elaborate on this. You know, everyone respects Coach Saban. You can hate him or like him, whatever, what he's accomplished at Alabama. He said, I think there's a lot of balance in this class. Obviously, in the trenches and in the skill position. But when he says it's all about, I think, how you develop guys in your program, that's what you mentioned, is really was the most important thing. You know, you can have a player with their skill set, but do you have a vision for them and how you could develop them? Break that down, what Coach Saban's talking about there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, and that's, To sustain success, you really need that, right? Because you have to have the next man up mentality. When you're LSU, Alabama, you're going to have guys vaulting, leaving for the NFL draft early, right. You know, quite often. And so you've got to have guys that you've only had under your wing for a year, maybe two, ready to go in and make an impact on the SEC level. And the only way you can do that, I mean, it's trust over talent with coaches, right? They need to trust you to be able to do
yes.
your job. More than the talent you display. And so, you know, by getting in and developing those guys and creating that depth, that vertical depth throughout a roster, being able to go 1, 2, 3 deep have a senior, a junior, and a sophomore prepared, where it can be the next man up mentality. You can come in, just play 1 year, have a great year as an upperclassman, and leave. That's something Alabama has been very successful doing. LSU, some of these other schools, hit or miss, haven't been quite as successful retaining those guys long-term, keeping them happy if they have to wait their turn, sort of thing, with the transfer portal and everything we see today. If you're not starting earlier in your career, you're likely considering transferring. Alabama doesn't seem to have as many of those issues.
Yep.
And I think it's those kids buying into that development process. If I buy into it and I believe, they will get me there.
Now, Jimmy, I'm kind of intrigued by this because I look at Alabama in the West, Georgia in the East, and LSU's right there behind Alabama and Georgia, a top five recruiting program. But then right there knocking on the door is Texas A&M. I look at the Aggies, third straight class, ranked in the top seven for a program that they were contending last season. They had a chance maybe to be in the postseason. It didn't occur. But you look at third straight class, ranked in the top seven. It seems like another step forward for Jimbo Fisher, where he's at right now.
Yeah, it's really solid classes throughout the roster, all the different position groups, impact players. And the way I'm kind of looking at what Jimbo's building in College Station right now is when he finds that quarterback, they're going to be tough to beat. That's a really good team. And while Kellen Mond had a lot of experience, I don't think he was necessarily on the upper echelon of college quarterbacks. And so when Jimbo
– He was too up and down. He was too up and down, Jimmy. Come on.
Yeah, too inconsistent, right? There were flashes of greatness, and then he would just completely disappear in another game. And when Jimbo's been really successful, when most coaches are, it's when you have a great quarterback. And they seem to have a lot of the pieces in place. And if Jimbo can find that guy and develop that guy, Texas A&M is going to take that next step and become that national championship contender. I really don't think they're far away. I really think they might be that one player, that signal caller away from becoming a national championship caliber program.
Jimmy Smith of TigerDetails.com. Always appreciate the fantastic LSU insight. What do you have Super Bowl-wise? Do you have any predictions you want to lay out there for us?
Man, I am going to go with the Bucks. I think position group by position group, Tampa Bay is a better team. And I think it's just going to show. I know Patrick Mahomes is Superman, but I think that Bucks team is really good from top to bottom throughout that roster. And it's just a more talented group overall.
Well, you know, Jimmy, a more talented group, but I'm not betting against damn Tom Brady. I mean, I got burned too many times in the past.
Jimmy Smith,
that's
always
the other part I think we've learned.
Always appreciate the time, man. We'll be checking in with you soon. Coming right back with more sports talk right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.